Welcome to the Next Generation Dog Podcast, hosted by Melinda Benbow of Urban Uplander Pet Care and Bethany Carter of Sanguine Moon Kennels. Join Melinda and Bethany as they discuss dog breeds, sports, training, health, and much more with special guests. Tune in weekly for all things dedicated to dogs.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Next Generation Dog Podcast. I'm your host, Melinda, with my other host, Bethany. What is up, Bethany?
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here, and we have so much to talk about, so much exciting things to talk about. I cannot wait for this episode.
We do. We have been a little MIA, but we are in full swing of spring summer sports season. So I think last time we talked, we had an awesome episode about Barn Hunt. We had an awesome 3-episode series about NAVDA and NA test and how to prepare for that. And over this past month, we have been doing a lot of deep diving and actually getting to experience some of these things. So first thing first is back in, what is that, St. Patrick's Day weekend. Bethany and I, we traveled to Paducah, Kentucky for an NA test with our youngest dogs. And it turned into a little bit of a different trip. We ended up having a tag along dog and some other fun celebrations that happened. But let's do a recap on this. I know we took like a whole month to get you guys understanding what the North American Versatile Hunting Dog Association is, what the natural ability test is. We had Kat on from Standing Stone Kennels to give us a good rundown. And so we got to participate. Bethany, how did you like that weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was so much more relaxed. While it wasn't my own dog and I was a little anxious about running a dog that I was unfamiliar with, hadn't done any training with, it was still a lot of fun. Amy ended up not being able to be healthy enough to head out to Paducah, so I decided to run Comet for her. And that was an absolute blast, not having the pressure of like my own dog.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start off. We went with 3 puppies, a setter, and Miss Lilo, Ryan, Ryan's dog. And you like how I fumbled that? And then all of a sudden we stopped at your breeder and breed mentor's home and she wasn't able to come. So you decided to bring a whole nother dog with you. So we had a whole bunch of dogs in our hotel room. Actually, no, we left the puppies behind, didn't we?
We left the puppies behind at Amy's, but you brought
Mona.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I left Kiva and Boogie back in Evansville. We took Comet, Lilo, and Jasper for the dogs running.
Yep. So those are the dogs we ran. You handled a dog. Ryan handled a dog. I handled a dog. We all did the natural ability test. And my worst fear came true. And I was, I think, first person each time. And I hate being first up. There's so much pressure when you're the first person. Back in the day, one of my not fondest experiences, Suge was first to run. And I think I've just had a little bad taste in my mouth since then. But we had fun. We did the field portion first. Jasper got out there. The judges were so nice. Again, we ran at Paducah, which is the Four Rivers chapter. As soon as the judges gave me my debriefing and told me I could let my dog free, he followed this trail off to the left and just disappeared into the tree line. And my heart instantly just sunk. I just thought right then and there, oh my gosh, my dog's he's gone. But I did let the judge know, you know, first thing, you know, they always tell you, handle your dog the way you would if you were actually hunting. And so I just let them know if we were actually out or in a training scenario, trying to get out on birds, I would let him run to start out. He's been cooped up on a 5-hour car ride. I want him to get some energy out, work those legs, stretch. And that's exactly what he did right before I started to really panic. Cause you know, that is what I told the judge, but it was also me kind of like trying to stall out that my dog ran off into the horizon. But he just came out of nowhere from the tree line and was ready to hunt. He did great. He found 3 chucker, pointed all of them nice and steady. From then, he ended up chasing, which is, you know, a little disheartening since we had worked on it. Fortunately, it is not a criteria of this test. That is just a personal goal of mine, which is why I was a little hurt by it. But he did retrieve those birds to hand. Again, not something part of the test, but a great way to get my dog back to me, and a great show of cooperation, in my opinion. So we did wonderful. You have to water your dog. The wonderful thing the judge kept saying was, sometimes you have to water your dog. Sometimes a dog needs water, you know, so seeing sometimes your dog may be actually thirsty, but you may actually just need to take a break, recollect, get your dog kind of back focused. And it worked perfect for that. So I was super happy with my field portion. I'm like smiling right now thinking about it. He did such a wonderful job. So B, tell us how you and Comet enjoyed your field portion.
I think our field portion went really better than I could have ever anticipated. Again, not knowing Comet, you know, I had met her a few times, you know, spent a couple weekends with her, but it was, you know, her running around and not any form of training or relationship building activities. So it was quite the honor that Amy gave me, but also the trust, right? And so again, not knowing this dog, Amy gave me a few commands and a whistle, and I let the leash, you know, unhook from the collar, and she was such a pleasant handle. You know, she stayed really close. She kind of ventured off. She was hunting. What I was most pleased with that when she did find a checker, because we were the last to run, we ended up hitting a couple coveys of checker. And so she would hit that point and they would fly up. She'd chase for just a few yards. I would yell, Comet, blow that whistle. And she'd turn right back around and be ready to go. It was so astonishing to see just truly right that natural ability occur. So that field portion went really well for us. And just like you said, after a couple times that she was busting those big groups of birds, I would water her, right? I would bring her back, water her, kind of reset her, because that gets really exciting for a puppy to see a bunch of birds fly up at one time. So it was really exciting. And I think then leading into the water portion, it was extremely cold that day. Extremely.
Yeah, the wind was whipping. I have never spent so much time in my vehicle at an event. I usually like to be that person out congregating, getting to meet the other people that are participating. And I did try, but man, it was so cold. But yeah, from field, I think we went to tracking because it was such a cold day that they let us kind of wait till the end to do that. And again, first up, I was super disheartened at the end of my tracking run. Comet, like you said, did a wonderful natural job in the field. And the unfortunate part about NA is even though it's natural ability, there is a lot of training that typically does go in for a lot of dogs, like Jasper and I's situation. So we worked really hard on our tracking. You know, Kat came on and did that wonderful breakdown for us, and we worked on it. I watched this dog go from running 100 meter dashes past a track to actually stopping, putting his nose down, and moving at a good pace to actually scent a bird track, if you will. He's not a tracking, he's an English setter. You know, we're trying to play a pointers game a lot of the time, but we worked really hard on it. And being first up, I really, you know, didn't have a good idea of how the tracking was going to go since, you know, again, we're first. So we got out there, they ran my bird out. The blind wasn't quite set up yet, but we did a good job of making sure Jasper and I did not watch. We got out there, they told me the direction that the bird is. They gave me, again, really good about giving you the breakdown, how to get started, what they expect from you. And so I unhooked my dog and he moved a lot faster than I wanted him to be moving for being in a tracking portion. I was really worried. The way he was working kind of gave me some hope because the wind was, again, whipping. Not the most ideal circumstances for a tracking portion, I'll say. It was only a few seconds of him being in the field when the judge said, all right, leash up your dog. And my heart dropped. I thought, oh my gosh, they've seen what they need to see. They're not impressed. They're like, get the this dog out yes. the field.
I was nervous for you trying to figure out what was going on from the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the one time I came to the sidelines and everyone was like, whoa, what just happened? You know, and I was honestly, I don't know. And there were so many wonderful veterans in this sport there kind of giving their input that made me feel a little bit hopeful. Like, hey, you know, if they call your dog that early, they did see what they need to see. And it's probably a good thing, right? But from there, they did move the track in a different direction, which, you know, at first I kind of was, again, a little upset about. I kind of thought that Jasper deserved to have that same setup that they were now presenting to the other dogs. So, you know, I won't give the full breakdown. We can definitely go over our scores here at the end, but that's how my tracking portion went. I'll leave it there for now. But yes. how did you feel?
I think watching Lilo did great. I think that was the one that she either scored a 3 or a 4, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but she scored pretty highly in that. You guys had worked really hard with that. I know Ryan had spent a lot of hours training with you, and even training with himself here at home and, you know, independently. And he worked really hard with Lilo. He did. I will give him the benefit of the doubt.
He did. He was wonderful with that pup.
Yes, that is his heart dog. And it definitely shows. She's really willing to work for him. So she did an excellent job. Comet kind of got off track a little bit, but I was able to bring her back to the bird or to the feather pile. And then she kind of figured it out and off she went. I think it went really well for, again, not training with Comet at all. She ended up with a prize still. So it was really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, she, you know, watching her and Lilo, they, in the tracking portion, they both had noses to the ground, progressed forward. Mm-hmm. They did what they needed to do in the tracking portion. And watching from the sidelines, you could definitely see, those dogs are doing what they need to do. I think that was also the scary part about everyone watching the setter go first. Well, I don't know if that was right, but we'll see. But we did go to water portion from then, which is the part I never worry about. Water is Jasper's jam. Again, for a setter, I wanted to make sure I had water dogs. I love water sports. I love being in the water, on the water. I want water dogs, which make you think I would just go ahead and buy a water dog. But my trainings worked very well. So we were up first, and cold water, he's been practicing a lot in cold water. We made sure of it because he has had a bit of an aversion to cold water in the past with dock diving. And so we wanted to make sure that we didn't have that as an issue. As he pulled me screaming and barking to the water front, one of our other friends that we were testing with asked, you know, have you worked on a heel yet? And I said, obviously not. I mean, I want him to love the water, right? In a puppy test, heel isn't part of the criteria. So I tend to train my dogs for what they need to know when they need to know it, especially so it doesn't diminish the excitement that they have around these activities. He's very excited about water. I don't want to harm that. So he drug me all the way up there and showed them. They said, you know, you don't have to throw it out far. I don't know, you know, if he'll go. I said, okay, don't worry. We got this. And we tossed out our couple bumpers, and he did his little lab leaps into the water, got his bumpers back, and definitely showed no hesitation. And, you know, it's really nice to, when you come up to the sidelines and the club members are like, you should do a clinic here and, you know, show us how to get excited about it. And that really made me feel good getting to show that my dog did do such a good job. So kudos to Jasper. But give us your breakdown, B.
Yeah. So Ryan went after you guys shortly after with Lilo. And cold water is not something that he has worked on, since Ryan does not particularly like water. So it definitely showed. And she did not get in. She stuck one paw in, stuck it, pulled it right back out, and was done for the day. So unfortunately, due to her not being willing to get into the water, she did not earn a prize that day. But they definitely worked really hard and they looked really well together. And I was really excited for Ryan getting back out and trying Navda again, since he had had some experiences that weren't his favorite. So I was excited that he tried it again.
Yeah,
Will he try it? Well,
absolutely. I'm
it's about
really
getting back in
happy.
the ring.
He did. And because, we've already recapped our past experiences, and with this one, it was really nice to see him still excited at the end, because I definitely have had tests where I haven't prized, and I think a lot of us have. And it says nothing about your dog. This is just a
Yeah.
snapshot in time of what your dog is capable of. And yeah, I think that we do know that Lila loves to swim. She's been a swimming fool ever since. But it's and you and I have also got to do stuff with Lila, and we have seen her get in water, and it's just time, weather, place, circumstance, and then on top of that, being a puppy, there's just going to be good days, and there's going to be days that they don't perform the same, and those aren't necessarily bad days. It's just the progression of training, and it's not a linear thing, right? It's up and down and all around, and she may go through another period where she says, "You know what? I don't feel like swimming," but that's
Yeah.
just training. She'll get back at it. So
Absolutely.
how did Comet do?
Comet did pretty well. Amy lives on property with water, so it wasn't completely unfamiliar to her. But I did have to get her quite excited to get in there. So luckily I wore my muck boots because it was definitely like I almost slipped in a few times, just trying to really get her excited with the bumper, throwing it out there. And she did eventually swim twice. So she did get a prize, which was really exciting. But like you said, getting dogs and these young puppies really excited about going into the water, especially these pretty much naked short hairs. We're
Yeah.
not a fan of the cold water, and so I was really thrilled that she Comet trusted me enough to know that I'd get her out, I'd dry her off, and we would be fine. But
Absolutely.
she did it for me, and so I was really excited with that and was very
I
pleased with her work.
think you made a really interesting point about trusting to dry her off, which is something that I don't think a lot of people would think about. You know what I mean? I oftentimes put my dogs away wet, right? I have setters, they have hair. I let that hair dry naturally sometimes. And now, having a German short hair naked baby, it is mandatory that when that puppy comes out the water, she wants to be dried off immediately. She doesn't, having time for that wind to hit her cold body, that air to hit her cold body, is a little bit of how these aversions to water can set in. Right? Sometimes we think, oh my gosh, why doesn't my dog like water? And it can be little things like that that make your dog not want to do it. I know how cold I get after this goes on because I don't get dried off. I have to run around to dry off. So I think that's a really awesome point you made. And it just goes into the problem solving of working with your dog. And also, like you said, we got to get these puppies excited. I think sometimes it's, I don't want to poke on our friend men trainers, but sometimes it's hard for some people to do what's necessary to get these dogs excited. And like you said, you almost had to get in the water to get that pup excited. And oftentimes that's where I find myself in our training process, right? We go above and beyond to make cackling noises and jump in the water with them and do everything we can to get these dogs excited, So
Yes.
it can be hard, but it happens. Just keep working with it. It'll happen. Just like it did with Miss Lilo. So even Miss Mona and I are still working on it. She's like, "Lady, I'm gonna swim, but you better dry me off." But no, so that is the whole test. Again, it's a field portion, it's a tracking portion, and it's a water portion. Everybody goes one at a time. So you're there all day with each other. And at the end of the day, you all sit down together as a club and you go over your prizes. We go over one at a time how each dog did, what their scores were, and yeah, it's read off in front of everyone, which I think is slightly intimidating, but also really nice, because again, everyone's there to like cheer for you and congratulate you. So let's go over our end of the day prizes, I guess. So I ended up, mine's still sitting right here. I actually have what they mailed in. His plaque made it in today. I went ahead and I ordered the plaque. I'm going to start normalizing getting a plaque no matter what my dog prizes. I don't care if it's a prize one, a prize two, a prize three. I prized. I'm putting it on the wall. It's a wonderful thing to have. So at the end, again, they read Jasper's scores off first. And when it came to his scores, he got a 4 for use of nose, a 3 for search, a 4 for water, 4 for pointing, 4 for tracking, 4 for desire, and 3 for cooperation. And 4s are your high score for each of these tests that they're being scored for. So at the end, we ended up with a total of 105 and got a prize 2. 105 is one of those scores where you can be a prize 1 or a prize 2. Depends on the other things that the judges are kind of looking at with your dog. So we ended up with a prize 2. But one thing when he said, I actually recorded my reaction for Instagram and TikTok of them reading my scores, because you don't get to record anything during the day. So I recorded them reading off my scores. And when he said tracking 4, I about crapped my pants. I was like, wait, what? Like, because again, being first and having my tracking situation set up so much different than everyone else's, I did not think that that's the score he was going to get. So our judges did such a wonderful job. They were so nice. One of them even had a setter, which I don't see a lot. But yeah, that's how Jasper's went. Do you want to go over Lilo and Comet? Do you have their scores or do you remember?
I do not have Comet scores because they went to Amy and I did not put them down, unfortunately. And Lilo's, I know that she got that 0 in water, and then she got a 3 in something, and everything else was 4s, but I don't have that information readily available. It is posted online.
Yeah, I just got really lucky with my sheet sitting right here on top of this stack of paper.
Yeah, you did not prepare me that that's what we were doing today.
I was reaching over to this pile, like, oh, I do have it. But no, again, what was Comet got a prize 3, right?
Comet did get a prize 3, and she did really, really well. I think, if I can remember correctly, the cooperation scored actually pretty high. And I think some of her lower scores in like the 3s were her tracking portion. And then the one that I think really got her into the prize 3 instead of a prize 2 was that water portion. And so I did stop and ask at the end of the test, you know, just for that elaboration on scoring for that, since she did get in the water and we did not have to use a bird. But they did explain that because we had to do so much enthusiasm, because we had to throw so many bumpers out to get her really excited to go out, that they felt like that score was more appropriate to reflect her work that she did that day. And I thought that was fair because we did get her really excited. But again, this is something that she had never done before. So for a puppy that had not really been formally trained on it, but just kind of had some shaping of behaviors.
But to very your mildly. Credit, even if Amy had taught her all these things, the fact that you're the one handling her, you know, it's, she's working with a completely new person, and you know, that work has to be generalized sometimes. I think you guys knocked it out the park.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I think Amy was pleased because, you know, she was coming of age where she wouldn't be eligible for another test. So we got a prize on her, and that was really important to Amy, and it was really important to me. And I think it also helped our trust and our bond continue to develop and grow.
Absolutely. And Comet was such a sweet girl. We all stayed in the same hotel room, and I woke up in the morning with Comet, Lilo, and Mona in the bed, and it was like just GSP heaven. I loved it so much. And Comet and her little tail, her little pointer tail. She was a
She
very
does.
sweet dog. She was a great tag along for the trip. And yeah, I loved working with the Paducah, the Four Rivers chapter. They were a very kind, accommodating group. Everyone was very welcoming. They actually had t-shirts you could buy, which is a big thing for me. I know it sounds so silly, but I'm one of those people that when I travel, I want to like get apparel and like souvenirs that show that like I
Yep.
was there. So I'm really happy they had shirts for us to buy. I'll definitely go back there. It's a drive, but I'm excited to participate with them again
It
in the
was so
future.
fun.
It
Yeah, it
was.
was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And again, I super proud of all the dogs. We have more dogs to test here soon. We are all signed up and ready to go for the GSP puppies. I feel like it was just yesterday we made an episode about them being born, and now we have NA tests coming up for them.
Yes, I think they'll be 8 months when they do their NA test, 9 months when they do their NA test. So
So
we'll
fast.
get some awesome information for that. I'm really excited as a breeder to get that data and keep that in a nice little file. I'm hoping this is the my first registered litter with NAVDA, and also potentially getting a breeder's award if the puppies do place in prizes. So
Yes.
I'm really enthusiastic about getting these little puppies out there at pr really such a young age, and really showing the work that we've done. 50% is genetics, 50% is that training and what you do afterwards. So we'll see
Absolutely.
how far they are carried away.
Yeah, I'm so, I mean, and already they're such naturals at everything. You know, they show great tracking ability. They show great pointing ability. They're getting their feet wet. They're starting to really get excited about water. It is still so cold here in May in Indiana, but soon the water will warm up. We can get to some heated pools for dock diving that we have coming up and do some try-its with the puppies so they can at least experience some warm water. And yeah, I guess that is our breakdown of our NA test with the Four Rivers chapter. Bethany, thank you so much for popping on. And again, if anyone is looking for more information about the natural ability test or the testing system of NAVDA in general, definitely shoot us an email, check out our Instagram, all that good stuff. And we will see you all soon.
See you later, guys. Have a wonderful time in your testings and all of your adventures.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Next Generation Dog Podcast. Weekly episodes are released on Fridays on Spotify and YouTube. Please follow the Next Gen Dog Pod on YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, and Facebook. For even more content dedicated to all things dogs, follow Urban Uplander Pet Care and Sanguine Moon Kennels on Instagram and Facebook.